forever. We have an image to uphold that we hold to our personal guests. Declaration of Independence. When that lie was written, my people were slaving on some rich man's plantation. And today we are still slaving on some rich man's plantation. We were different people when we were born here. Now we are the same people, all mixed up in color, you hear? Oh, you can call us Joe, John, Michael Palmer, Steve. But our true names are kings, great African kings. You think you humbled us, conquered us. God had humbled us in our distant past, like now we war. Dr. Huey P. Newton, Tupac Shakur, and the very latest, my brother Cal. We destroyed the best and left the rest to weep in our distant past. God has said, if you cannot humble, I will humble you. Your children will be the slaves of weak men. And so we are living out that prophecy as it travels to these days. Continued support, keeping People's Park user development. And with the united support of the people, this will be People's Park forever. People's Park, our park under the people's sun. 2.5 acres of land situated right in the heart of Telegraph Avenue. A park that gave rise to Rosebud DeNovo, David Nadell, Gina Sasso, Judy Foster. Was a leap into a new dimension of revolutionary thought. Place where new movement flourish and food not bombs grow. Yes, this soil your feet are upon is sacred. It was soil. People's Park forever, I mean it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Dude, I love the purple,
bro. The sadness again is that there's too much gun violence in this country, you know. And when it really touches home like it did now, you know, it just makes me and make everyone else stand up and say no more gun violence in America. But then you're knocking out those big gun manufacturers like Colt and Remington and all those big fellas who make trillions and trillions off of people's deaths. They make certain they distribute the guns in the right hands, and the real crazy ones, the ones who will come out here and massacre us, you know, for no reason other than because they got this uncontained anger that they can't put in check, you know. And that's sad, but that's the norm in this country, which means that we have to be very careful wherever we walk in this country, because you don't know what's going to happen to you 5 minutes from now. Now, what kind of sadness is that? It's obviously this big gap, big division in wealth, you know. The fact that people have more than others, and the fact that these resources are mostly staying in the rich hands, and none is really, a little bit is being trickled down to the poor, you know. That big division in wealth, you know, creates frustrations, creates all this need to go into the underworld to create your employment. It's the sadness, you know, because people walk around with this shit in their head and the guns in their pockets, and they think that they're wide earth or whoever the fuck they think they are. They think they can just pull it out, kill anybody at the slightest provocation, you know. And that's wrong. You can't do that. I'm saying this to put the spirit on this country that gun violence is the violence that everybody knows hates. Everybody don't respect people with guns who carry guns and murder people with guns. These kind of people belong in insane asylums because they are truly insane. Now we must have a moment of silence for my brother Calvin. He was such a good brother, you hear me? He was a beautiful brother. And they took his life. Some idiot, slime motherfucker, who took his life. And, but that's only one, because there's many more like that out here. And there's many more with that same kind of anger that will come into a public place and hurt people for no reason, just to hurt people. Now, we got to stand up to that. We got to fight those kind of fools when we see them. We can't just move aside and let them walk out of the park after they did some atrocious act like that. We got to stop them. Sometimes we might even have to put our lives down for it, you know? That was wrong. This is sacred ground right here. This was created by the people. And the people don't need nothing like that to tarnish our soil. We don't need no blood on this ground. So this is what I propose, you know, because we have the People's Park Defense Union. We had the People's Park Defense Union for years, you know. We've been pretty much the vanguard. We go around in the past, keeping peace in the park and, you know, keeping people safe, you know. I'm thinking we might have to do that again.
Don't let the violence reflect on what happened. Let the people be free. Always be free. From violence and torture.
Like tobacco, you know, a lot of people smoke tobacco. You making those tobacco owners richer. They don't even smoke, you know. You think about that when you light up a Pall Mall or a Winston, you know, and think about 25 years later how your lungs are so scarred up that you can't even take a cigar off of a cigarette anymore because you did so much damage to your lungs. We gotta think about health first. We gotta become more health conscious. We can't do the things that Babylon wants us to do. They make the millions and the trillions and they leave you with scars on your lungs. We can't do what Babylon does. We gotta be the example. We have children coming up. We gotta teach them well. Because all this false teaching out here, television, just media, people who like to just bring out false stains and put it in people's heads. This is our 50th year of life. I think we're going to go further. It's really, truly up to the people. We got a garden in the back. It requires some attention.
Yeah. Who's going to tend the garden?
Oh, yeah, I know.
People park forever, you know? Mothers crying in Palestine. Their son's been murdered by Israeli guns. While the fathers of Palestine lay on prison slabs, the daughters are carrying the banner of Free Palestine. Old women crying over the memories of their slain sons, while young boys lining up in the front with rocks in hand, stoning Israeli armor. As a soldier aimed and fired his tear gas canister, my friend Tristan Anderson went.
planes flies over suspected enemy sites. They drop twin bombs as the family below lives no more. Israel says it was a case of mistaken information. They simply don't want Hamas new relocations. Too close to Israeli borders, they claim. While in Syria and Lebanon, you can also hear and see the sights and sounds of Israeli spy planes. As the United States goes about its business as usual, babies are dying in those camps of refuge. Some watch it on the news, while others can't watch it at all. As the United States continues to sell technology, spyware, weaponry to Israel.
Thank you. We have children, and we have to make a world for them, you know?
And you got too many haters out here, and these haters go about the business of hating, and it's gonna affect everything. It already does, you know. People truly don't realize what they're doing. All life is sacred. If you take a life, then you set it up for your life to be taken. That's pretty much how it goes. I'm so sad because this brother was such a beautiful brother. If y'all knew that brother, y'all all would say the same thing. Y'all all would say the same thing. But some man walked into our sacred park and took a life. So you know he's the devil. He's beyond evil. He took a beautiful life, a very beautiful life. If anybody knew that man, you know what I'm saying is true. My brothers in the back know what I'm saying is true. And so life continues, but life continues without him. Of course, he's probably going to enjoy a spiritual life now, outside of the body. But still, he was loved here. He was needed here. He had work to complete here. And some idiot who thinks he's a gangster or whatever is on his head, in his head, took his life. I'm saying this to say that all life is sacred. Anybody that takes a life, be prepared for your life to be taken as well. Because you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That's it, that's all. We got to love and multiply. We got to be in abundance with this love. You know, we got to spread this love everywhere. We got to overwhelm evil with love. It's too soon to move forward, brother, because it happened on Friday, and they ain't even put him in the ground yet. We gotta remember him. We got to love him. We got to embrace what he was about, and we gotta talk about it like we're talking about it now. This is a sacred park. Nobody should come in this park with those type of intentions. And now that it happened like that, you think it's gonna become a routine, that it's gonna happen again and again and again? This is the first time that had ever happened in this park during the history of this park. Now the university is gonna probably use this as ammunition to try to even take the park more. They already dirtied up the park, and they're gonna dirty it up with this incident. They're gonna say this is the reason why we should close this park. But we cannot let that happen. This is why we're going to unify, we're going to stand strong, and we're going to say no to the university. You cannot have People's Park. You can have all this other land around People's Park, but you cannot have People's Park. This is sacred ground, and it's going to stay sacred.
Yeah. Man tells it like it is. Shout out for UConn and his friends up there.
I have one of Cal's friends who wants to talk about Cal. Talk now, so please